باب النهي عن سب الريح وبيان ما يقال عند هبوبها. The chapter on the prohibition of cursing the wind and what should be said when the wind blows. We learn something from these hadith and these sections, is that anything that a person has takes benefit from, anything that a person may benefit from, and a person should respect it. He should respect it and he should be careful about what he says about it. For example, if a person takes benefit from a piece of paper a person can use to write some details down, a person can write a letter with it, he can write a message with it, and it's an instrument, it is a means of a person acquiring knowledge. Everyone had to write in some book, in some pad, when going to school, and up till now it is used for knowledge. So therefore paper also we should treat it with a lot of respect. Sometimes what happens, a person needs to write one phone number down on the paper. That phone number may just take up a small piece of the paper, but the rest of the paper is blank. So now what a person does is he discards the rest of the paper. Or he sees a little bit of writing on one part of the paper and he doesn't need it, now he throws the whole page away. But respect is such, is that the rest of the page is still blank. Let me just tear out that part where there is writing, I don't need that. I'll throw that away. But the rest of the paper, I'll keep it and I'll use it. Why? Because this is a means of gaining knowledge. This is a means of people learning. So let me respect the paper. So the person respects the page also, he respects the pen also. So like that, anything where a person can take benefit from, he respects it. The masjid is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much of benefit found here, person respects the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that, the desk where we keep our Quran also, person respects it. He doesn't just write on it, make notes on it, or stick something on it. Person is very careful that this requires respect. So here the wind also is such a thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So much of benefit is taken from the wind. Sometimes the ships are sailing because of the wind and the flow of the wind, and the many turbines are moving because of the wind. Similarly, you will find the power stations are running because of the wind. So similarly, there is so much of benefit like that. When the wind comes, it causes different type of pollination, etc. Plus people feeling warm, hot. When the wind comes, it gives a nice breeze. So here, what we are taught is that don't curse the wind. There's so much of benefit that comes from the wind. So because of the benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it, rather make this dua instead of cursing the wind. That in a strong wind comes, and say, look at this wind, how bad it is. Now it's affecting so many things, I can't do. Rather make this dua that we have been taught in this hadith, than cursing or saying anything bad against the wind, because there are so many benefits that a person does get. And Abil Mundir, أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تسبوا الريح فإذا رأيتم ما تكرهون فقولوا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير هذه الريح وخير ما فيها وخير ما أمرت به ونعوذ بك من شر هذه الريح وشر ما فيها وشر ما أمرت به. حضرت أبو منذر أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do not curse the wind. If you dislike anything of it, say, oh Allah, we ask you for good of this wind, the good that it contains, and the good which it has been commanded to do. We seek refuge in you from the evil of this wind, the evil that it contains, and the evil which it has been commanded to do. The person can't remember this whole dua. Easy thing to remember. When the wind blows, then the person should make this dua, that oh Allah, grant me all the good that you have kept in this wind, and save me from all the harm that is kept in this wind. So now that encapsulates this dua. Person can't remember. Ideally a person should try and remember the Arabic. Can't remember the Arabic, remember the English. Can't remember the whole English, and at least remember this. So that person will make this type of dua. Every time the wind blows, a person knows, let me make this dua, rather than cursing the wind. Why? Because this is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are so many benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left in this wind. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الريح من روح الله تأتي بالرحمة وتأتي بالعذاب فإذا رأيتموها فلا تسبوها وسلوا الله خيرها واستعيذوا بالله من شرها. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates, I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, the wind is from the mercy of Allah. It brings mercy and punishment. When you see it, do not curse it. Ask Allah for good of it and seek refuge in Him from the evil of it. For the good people, the pious people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the wind as a rahmat. And for the people that are bad, that disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes that wind comes as an azab also. Sometimes this wind comes, heavy wind comes is an azab. So what we are taught to do is ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the good of the wind. One last hadith. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat kana an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam idha 'asafat ar-rih qala allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha wa khayra ma ursilat bihi wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha wa sharri ma ursilat bihi. Hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that when the wind would blow strongly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say, O Allah, I ask you for the good of it, the good that it contains and the good which it has been sent would. I seek refuge in you from the evil of it and the evil which it contains and the evil which it has been sent would. See how beautiful du'as that we are taught. Every occasion a person is not left stranded. When there is heavy rain also, what du'as a person should read. When it is extremely hot, what du'a a person should read. The person is driving, what du'a he should read. When he is putting his clothes on, what du'a he should read. Entering the masjid, what du'a, leaving the masjid, what du'a. Every occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us du'a, even to the extent that when the wind is blowing also, what du'a to read. One story, one incident, not directly related to what we're doing today. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentioned something very nice. When it comes to sadaqah and giving, charity, then he said, let your pocket be like that, or let your money be such that you, when a person has his door open, he got one door open and all the windows are closed, then he doesn't get that cross ventilation. The cross ventilation is felt when a person has got one door open and he's got a window open, or he's got a door open on this side, he's got a door open on that side, and when the breeze comes, then he feels the breeze. Why? Because there's a cross ventilation that is felt. So he said, like that, our wealth is coming in. It's like one door that is open. Allah Pak is sending our wealth in. And what we should do is we should open another door, that other door of charity. So long as that other door is open, the fresh wind will keep coming. But if we keep that other door closed, the door of spending, then we won't keep getting that fresh wind. So he said, let our charity, let our pockets be such that it's open all the time to giving. And so long as it's open to giving, Allah Pak will keep on sending that wind, Allah Pak will keep sending more. But the moment we close that other door, now that cross ventilation is not coming, the same hot air that is there will still remain there, that new fresh breeze won't come in. In other words, if a person wants more barakah to come in, he wants that fresh barakah to come in, then keep that other door open, the door of spending. Allah Pak has kept this door of income there open for us. We keep the door of spending open, and continuously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send, like how that fresh breeze comes, and there's a cross ventilation felt, and then if a person keeps that other door open, continuously he'll get that cross ventilation. What a beautiful example he'd given. That keep the door of spending open, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the door of income there. Allah Pak will continuously keep sending. Don't doubt that now if I'm going to keep another, if a person thinks to himself, okay, if I just keep this one window open, and if I keep another window open, then what will happen? Is all the air will escape. A foolish person will think like that. An intelligent person will say, that if I keep another window open, more wind will come in, more air will come in. Why? Because it is such that if I keep the other side open, that breeze will continuously come. So a believer must think like that. If I keep the door of spending open, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continuously send from His unseen treasures. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.